Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of 1 Corinthians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God for faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24.
But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
When people become Christians, their behavior doesn't instantaneously become perfect. Old vices and struggles persist, and these are especially accentuated by relationships. The Christians of Corinth were no exception. After the Apostle Paul received a report of problems within the Corinthian church he helped found, he wrote a letter which makes up the book of 1 Corinthians. Paul's aim is to help the Corinthian church grow in spiritual maturity, specifically in love for one another. And its message helps us as readers to experience transformation in our own lives and relationships. According to Paul, the key to growth is simple. Look at Christ crucified. In response to every problem area he addresses, Paul points his audience back to Jesus' death on the cross. Let's dive in and see how this plays out. Paul first confronts the Corinthians for fracturing into followings and looking down on those who identified with a different Christian leader. Paul points out that the source of this division is pride. So to humble the Christians, Paul directs them to the cross. The cross declares that we were not saved by God because of our knowledge and wisdom. Salvation and spiritual enlightenment are a gift made out of God's free grace and love. And so the cross destroys any grounds for personal competition among believers. Paul then addresses an argument among the Corinthians. Is it okay to eat meat sacrificed to the pagan idols of the surrounding culture? Paul says that while eating this meat isn't wrong in itself, it is wrong if doing so will cause non-believers or new Christians to mistakenly assume that the Christian faith condones worshiping idols. Christ-like love looks out for the well-being of others and thinks through how their actions might affect someone else. Now, knowing that some in his audience might be upset about having to make a personal sacrifice for the sake of someone else, in this case, having to give up eating the food they want, Paul again points his audience to the cross. If Christ gave his life for that person, can you not give up a meal? The cross reframes our perspective to see no sacrifice for another as too costly. And lastly, Paul deals with an issue regarding the Corinthian church's public gatherings. Christians have been competing with one another to speak, and some have sought to steal the spotlight by praying out loud in a spiritual language unintelligible to others. It's created chaos and disintegration within the church community. Paul reminds the Corinthians that Jesus died to unite his people. Those who trust in Christ are welcomed into his family where they make up one body, in which no part is more important than another. The victory of unity, won on the cross, empowers Christians to prioritize building up others in the church. The cross puts an end to a quest for self-promotion. So if we were to summarize Paul's message as a whole, it would be the cross compels us to live a life of sacrificial love towards others. Our sin tends to seep out into our relationships. Our pride, our indifference, our self-seeking nature. But Jesus' sacrifice provides transforming power. You know, I think loving the people in our lives can be one of the most difficult things to do. And I think we also sometimes minimize the importance of it. We lift up things like speaking about and teaching the Bible to large crowds. Like having radical faith for God to do big things in our world or culture. Like giving to or serving with nonprofits that are having sizable impact. Like suffering or being persecuted for our faith. But being kind to my spouse. Walking with a friend through their struggle. Practicing patience with my kids. Are these really that big of a deal? Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. The Message translation of 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And the best of these three is love. What does love look like? 1 Corinthians 13:5-7, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. As you reflect on the state of your own heart, where do you need Christ's power to love the people in your life? The message of 1 Corinthians invites you to look at the cross. The cross humbles us. Like every other Christian, we were saved by the free gift of God, and we all stand on God's grace. There's no grounds for pride or spiritual competition in our relationships. The cross compels us to sacrifice. Jesus gave his life for us, so we cannot claim the cost of any personal sacrifice for another as too high. And finally, the cross unites us. Jesus died to bring people together into his family. Our calling as a body is to glorify together Christ as the head. The cross kills self-ambition. Would you take a moment now to ask God to help you love others today in light of the cross? As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the power of the cross that transforms us to look more like love.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.